Hey, what's going on? It's your man Cass.
And Bell.
And we're here for another episode of Divorce Not an Option, where we talk about relationships and marriage and things to do to keep you together and keep it going. All right, baby. So what are we talking about today?
Yeah, so today there's an interesting topic that's being discussed in regards to, dress to impress. You know, if you think that your husband or potential husband, rather, would be insecure if their, person dresses too sexy.
Oh, okay.
So I thought it would be a topic kind of to discuss.
Okay. Well, several times I have seen outfits you wear on the public for them streets, and I've been very insulted as your husband. So yes, you know what? These women out here in the streets dressing sexy, and you know what? Us good husbands at home, you know what I'm saying? In our moderate dress, trying to not show the world our stuff, but our wives are out there just being what they call what? Floozies.
A floozy, really?
So yeah, that old school word, floozy.
Okay, so this is how. So if the woman dresses too, sexy or provocative in a sense, now she's known as a floozy, aka a whore for the streets.
I'm just saying
that's the old school term floozy. That's basically what it means, right? A loose woman. So
I mean, floozy can mean a lot of things,
right?
No, but seriously, I think this is an interesting topic because I think a lot of times, people don't talk about a lot of things in relationships, even before people get married, they don't talk about expectation.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe when it comes to dress, especially for a female in a relationship, it's an expectation. Because see, I think as men, we understand our idea of a woman comes from immediately when we see her.
Mm-hmm.
And from that experience, as guys have, we try to let our wives know, okay, it's not about, and most of the time, I know there are men out there that are very jealous and insecure and stuff. Like that's one thing. But most of the time, it's not about a man being insecure or anything. It's about a man knowing other men and trying to protect his woman. Because to a man, unfortunately, certain men, the way a woman dresses opens the door for various approaches.
Okay.
And as men, we know that, we understand that. And through our experience, when a woman is dressed that way, it usually does mean that those ideas we have of her are usually true.
Interesting.
So, so when we are with our woman and because I know for me, and I don't mind if you dress sexy, provocative with me when we're out. Even though depending still on the situation where we go, and I still may say, let's tone it down, but I'm there to protect.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're by yourself, regardless of this equal rights, everybody saying that we men and women are equal, at the end of the day, a woman is in danger if a man that's too aggressive tries to come on to her and put, have his way or touch her in any appropriate way or try to force something, it's really, to me, when a man talks to a woman about toning down her dress, a real man, not these little boys, I'm talking about a real man, is not doing it because he's insecure. He's doing it because he wants to protect his woman and he understands the threats that are out there.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's, a good approach to it from a man's perspective. I think from a woman's perspective,
I should wear anything I want to wear. You don't care, control me.
Okay, but are you a woman? I just think from a woman's perspective. I didn't know. Are you playing dual roles now? Are you confused?
I'm not confused. Nope. I'm on one side of the spectrum. Okay? All right, go ahead.
So, for a woman, I think when we're with our husband, we do want to dress kind of sexy. I will, dress sexy a lot of times. I'm not going to, be covered up like this all the time. And a lot of times I'm not but then again, before my husband met me, I would always dress, a little bit sexy. I mean, I always wore my short shorts. And he did complain, hey, don't you think that's a little too short?
You was like this back in the day. Now I'm worried. But back then, you was like this.
I was 108 pounds.
You was a stick. So
but I still had a little body, right?
Sexy was showing skin. There was no sexiness.
To me, it was sexy.
To you.
To me, it don't matter if I was sewing my little, you know, skinny body and stuff. It was still sexy, right?
I mean.
Anyways.
If that's what you say, I wasn't worried back then. I'm like, ain't nobody gonna look at that little skinny thing and be
really?
Like,
they want that. You know, but, okay, skinny was in. Okay,
I'm just, no.
All right,
I still got hit
on a lot. Thank you. But anyways,
yeah, because you dressed as sexy. You see, prove my point. All right, well, thank you for talking to this podcast, people. You proved the point.
I didn't prove any point. You know, but I think there is a difference. So I think when you're, you know, out there, and if you are, you know, you guys are going on dates, and again, you know, you're not married yet, but you're going on dates or whatever, and you want to dress a little bit, you know, sexy for him. You know, that's your idea. I think you should, but then, you know, it depends where you're going as well. So if you're going to a classy restaurant or upscale restaurant, then you may not want to wear a two-piece that's going to show everything. You want to kind of tone it down a little. You know, it could still be sexy covered up. I mean, I don't understand, you know, if you're wearing full clothes that you can't be sexy. There's beautiful tight dresses, tight skirts, tight pants. There's all of that that will still show your curves and your sexiness without actually being naked. You know, so again, if you're going to a classy restaurant, all depends where you're going. But if your man is insecure with the way that you're dressed, you know, and it's got constant, you know, conversation, then I don't know, would that be insecure with him, you know, because he feels a certain way?
Well, I think the insecurity comes to, I think when a man is insecure, he's scared that another man mm-hmm. is going to take you away. So he doesn't want other men to see you mm-hmm. because he's scared that a man may come because you're dressed, mm-hmm. approach you, and then you may go with him.
Right.
When a man, see, but that insecurity shows that he doesn't have trust for you.
Yeah.
He doesn't have confidence in himself mm-hmm. as a man. So if that is the reason why a man doesn't want you to dress sexy or provide whatever, then that relationship is, you have more problems than
right.
than
what you're wearing.
Exactly what you're wearing. You know, but I think a lot of times relationship people get it confused. Mm-hmm. You know, I think now the modern day woman's idea is that every time a man tries to check her on something, it's because he's insecure.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a fallacy. That is not true. Because at the end of the day, your man, if he's a real man, if he's a good man, he's just trying to protect you. He knows the dangers out there. You know, it's like when a man wears sweats,
mm-hmm.
you know, are you scared that your man's going to give it to some other girl, or some other girl's going to look at what you got
right.
and want him? Most women are going to say, oh, well, he's going to look at, you know, how big daddy, how mm-hmm. big it is.
Exactly.
You're not going to say you don't say that because you think your man is gonna, mm-hmm. you know, oh, you like this big old, I'm gonna whip it up. No, right. You think like some other woman's gonna see it mm-hmm. and say, oh, wow, look at that package. And then she's gonna come on to him.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same thing with a man. It's a lot of times women can understand things they do, but they don't understand on the other side. And the exact same thing. I'm afraid that my woman's gonna be looking really good out there, provocative, and her outfit's gonna invite something and it's gonna be the wrong approached by a man to her because of that. Just like if a woman sees that, you know, that figure,
mm-hmm. in the,
a woman's gonna say, ooh, yeah, come on to him.
Right, right.
You know, so I think it comes down to the relationship you're in. And I think you should have a discussion with your wife or your husband regarding on dress on both ends.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel that at the end of the day, you know, that communication will save a lot of time, headache, arguments, and future complications, because now you understand the expectation of your husband and your wife. You understand what they expect from you and what you expect from them. So now when you get dressed, you know what I'm saying? It's even things say, hey, babe, what do you think about this? And it's not controlled, because I think a lot of women want to not be controlled so much that they take it overboard, that they think just their man suggesting, oh, I don't like you wearing that, is him controlling that. Men should say, whatever a woman want to do, it is fine with me, without that. But everyone wants a man to protect,
mm-hmm.
right? And part of me protecting is understanding the threats out there.
Mm-hmm.
And a man is not operating thinking that every day the threats is going to attack you, but the man is protecting you to minimize the possibility of those threats. If I know for a fact as a man, if you are wearing a see-through shirt with just some pasties on your titties, and then you want to go out, hang out in the club that night, I already know what type of attention you're going to get that night. You're not going to get the attention of very nice young men that's going to open a door for you and say, hey, you know, thank you, ma'am, you all that. No, you're going to get the guy that sees those titties and say, oh, I want to suck on those breasts, and then he's going to be all up in your face trying to get a rub.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, then also I think a lot of women will understand, you put your man in danger.
Mm-hmm.
Because if a man's bold enough to run up on you and do all that extra shit, and your man comes talking about, yo, chill, he may be a crazy dude with a gun, or he just don't care.
Yeah, people are crazy.
Now your man out there fighting because you wanted to wear your see-through shirt when you know you probably shouldn't. Now your man, you want your man to protect you, and now your man out there fighting some dudes that took it too far, and that dude may have a gun, because you know how it is nowadays. It's not like mm-hmm. back in the days people handled their problems mm-hmm. with their fists. You know, people be packing. People be, you know what I'm saying, having stuff on them.
Yeah.
And then now your man out there fighting and got shot.
Mm-hmm.
Or got jumped by that dude and his boys because you're wearing something that's provocative. Now, yeah, granted, those guys are bad guys. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to excuse their behavior. But at the end of the day, if you could minimize possibilities,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's like crossing the street. You don't cross the street blind and then get mad when you get hit by a car.
Mm-hmm.
No, you look both ways. You take every precaution not to get hit. And sometimes you still can get hit.
Right.
But at least you did everything you could mm-hmm. crossing that street. Only time you got hit was because some guy wasn't following the rules, came out of nowhere, was speeding. All right, cool. But you did everything on your end to protect yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what women don't understand when it comes to that. A man's not trying to control you. He's just trying to protect you.
Okay. I mean, that's a good for women to understand, because I think a lot of times, you know, when the man, I mean, especially in our relationship too, I mean, I'm talking about, you know, throughout our entire relationship, you know, like, again, I'll dress, you know, very sexy to go out with my girlfriends and everything, you know, and you'll be like, whoa, babe, what are you wearing? You know, is that a t-shirt? I'm like, no, that's not a t-shirt. That's my outfit.
See, but see, men think when you got the long shirt, right? See, men's imagination is like, yo, sure, you can have some nice shorts under there, uh-huh. but if the shirt is long and you just see legs, guys are
yeah, so you like, baby, come on.
Yo, and the true story, right after my wife had our second child, mm-hmm. our daughter, we went out. Now, my wife hasn't been out in a long time because she was pregnant. She hasn't been out in a long time, right? So I'm out, you know, with my wife, we hanging out, whatever. And so, you know, I'm with my wife. She's obviously all night on me, right?
Mm-hmm.
All night she's on me. This dude looks at me, you know what I'm saying? He gives me the props, you know what I'm saying? The props for, you know, having a good looking woman. I'm like, thank you, appreciate that, you know? All right, cool. You know, we do that sometimes, man. We see a dude, mm-hmm. he with his girl, they, all right, no problem. And that's it. So I'm sitting down on the couch. My wife is a little bit beside me. She, you know, doing, you know how girls do, a little buy themselves wine, you know what I'm saying? So this dude looks at her. I'm like, yeah, yep, that's me. You know, obviously all night, you know. And then this nigga slapped her ass.
Yeah, that was not a good night for him, but yes.
Now, the reason I'm saying that is because she wasn't even dressed like provocative.
I wasn't. Jeans, I had on some nice jeans. Shirt. Yeah, I had,
you know,
on some jeans.
Some heels. I mean,
and they were tight jeans, but I had some jeans.
Nice, but still, was it like, yo, you know? And nigga still violated. Mm-hmm. Now, the night ain't end well. I tried to kill the dude. People stopped me back. Security came, grabbed him. I tried to choke him. Until this day, he still don't talk because I want to kill him. But he was actually a frat brother, a new frat brother in the frat. So he ain't no protocol. So I had frat brothers calling me all, mm-hmm. talking about, please, guys, don't do nothing, blah, 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 blah. Because I was about to do something. But anyway, but at the end of the day, I'm saying that because even in that night, she was dressed.
Yeah, I was dressed modestly. I was wearing some
blue jeans.
Yep.
And just a nice
and
shirt.
A nice shirt. Nothing
That's
else.
It. Nothing showing, mm-hmm. no cleavage and nothing. I mean, that booty was looking nice, but I mean, you know, nothing that, you know, is out of the ordinary to think makes somebody, like, you know. And this dude knew we were together.
This dude acknowledged we were together. So it wasn't like, you know, randomly he's walking in the club and she was dancing by himself and then she stopped. I still would have wild out on him, but I would have been as mad because, like, oh, I do didn't know. You mm-hmm. probably thought she was single because she's by herself. All right, cool, whatever. But nigga, you knew. I'm sorry. Let me not even say
that.
Brother knew that she was with me. Mm-hmm. And see, the thing is, everybody knows she's with me. If mm-hmm. you from Orlando and you know me, you know, and that's when he did it. Everybody freaked out because they knew, oh, shoot, that's Cal's wife. No. So everybody was freaking out because they know me. So anyway, but back to the story. But so even that situation showed me and reinforced, like, yeah, we got to be protective of our woman out here because, and like, granted, you know, let me not say, he wasn't a bad dude all over. You know, mm-hmm. He's not a bad dude, he's not one of these thugs out here, anything like that. He was newly in the frat. He was just feeling himself, having a good time, stuff like that. Maybe he had the alcohol in him and stuff like that. So, you know, I give some grace, you know what I mean? Because I know he's not a horrible guy. I just don't like him just because of that anymore, but... You know, he's not one of those dudes out there where, like, yo, you know, but that just tells you that even in those situations, something could happen. And I had to be there to protect her. You know what I'm saying? Because let's say I didn't do nothing. Maybe he would have thought, oh, I could go further. I could try for a kiss. I could try for, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, I would have pushed him off, right?
I get it. But the thing is, you know, you never know.
Right, right, yeah.
Guys, you know, yeah. And it don't have to be the thugs out there. Mm-hmm. Just a man.
Yeah, just regular, yep.
Understanding cues or understanding. Maybe he didn't know that that was my wife and he thought that was just some chick I was kicking it with. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's so many things that can happen, right? That don't even, it don't have to be a thug. It don't have to be one of them hard dudes in the club. It could be some idiot just acting stupid, drunk, whatever. But at the end of the day, when I say don't dress that way, it's not because I'm insecure. It's not because I'm, you know, oh my God, somebody's going to steal her. I ain't worried about nobody stealing my wife. I mean, be honest, they want it, they can have it. Cause shoot, they want the bills. They want the headaches. They can have it all.
Oh, so you're just going to throw me away like that to the side? Sure. Just here. Just go with the bills and everything?
They want to take the bills and the headaches?
That's messed up. You see, we try to keep couples together, right? Trying to keep marriages together. But you see, right? There's going to be a division here.
I'm just saying, but no, seriously, all jokes, you know, like, if, you know, like at the end of the day, it's like, you know, we need to protect, you know what I'm saying? So for us, it's like, okay, baby, I understand you want to feel sexy. Mm-hmm. You want to feel good about yourself. I get it. But in the type of environment you're going to, you know what I'm saying? That's not going to be cool. Mm-hmm. And you open the door for possible people acting like idiots. Mm-hmm. And when people sit there like, oh, I shouldn't be having to change myself for other people. Well, you do, because when you go to work, I guarantee you don't be cursing at your job like you curse at home. Mm-hmm. You don't be doing things at, you know, with certain people or certain areas. So stop the flexing, stop it. Because at the end of the day, you know damn well in certain environments, you know how to conduct yourself. So if I'm telling you in that type of environment, you're going to a club or you're going to a place where it's high energy with men and stuff like that, yo, tone it down a little. You could still be sexy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know what man don't like other niggas looking at their dude, their woman saying, yo, you got a good looking woman. You know what I'm saying? That's a flex. That feels good for a man. You mm-hmm. know you got something good. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? So ain't about that. I love when people, guys be like, yo, I'm like, yeah, I know. That's me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's me. You know? So at the end of the day, I have no problem with that. I just know that certain dress styles in certain places open the doors for unwanted situations.
Okay.
You know, and I'm the type of dude where I'm going to jail for mine. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to die for mine. Mm-hmm. And a good woman will never want to put you in that position. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree. I just think, like I say, I agree with everything you said. I think, you know, a conversation needs to be had. You know, just because, I mean, I really think it's important. It's just, you know, another topic to kind of discuss about, hey, you know, do you mind, you know, let's talk about how I should be dressing, you know, and that's on both ends. That's for you and the guy. It's just not for the women.
Yeah, your man only should be wearing no Speedos.
Yeah, then they're wearing little Speedos.
Well, if he's wearing Speedos, then you have
yeah, you got another problem though.
If he's wearing
Speedos. I think it's a whole different problem.
Unless he's an Olympic class swimmer.
Right.
If your man's wearing a Speedo,
it's a whole different type of problem. So
unless you're going to the beach. And even then I would say
Yeah.
Taking a speedo to the beach.
Like, there's an eyebrows raise, you know, like, but anywho. No, teacher's on. But yeah, I mean, I think it's an important conversation to have. And again, it's not even a tough conversation, right? It just, it's something that's very light. It's the same, like, hey, what are you going to have for dinner tonight? It's the same. It falls into the same category.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. So, you know, I also feel that, you know, it's also a respect thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though you may not agree with it, it's like, is that really an argument to have?
Yeah.
You know, what's it going to hurt for you to respect your husband?
Yeah, it is respect.
I guarantee you have so many outfits in your closet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my wife has a shitload of freaking clothes, mm-hmm. just like I do. So if you're telling me that this is the only outfit that you could wear tonight, that you have to wear,
mm-hmm.
then that woman don't have respect for you. And she, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, come on, how many outfits you got that you could wear instead of this one? And, you know, save that outfit for when we go out. You know what I'm saying? Save mm-hmm. that, because now I'm with you. It's less likely that somebody's going to try to mm-hmm. say something to you, right, when yeah. they know you're on your man's arm. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I think there's compromises that could happen that they just don't, people don't want to do, because in the name of I'm not being controlled.
Oh, don't want to be controlled.
And that's stupid. Like control is not a man looking out for you. And I think we get everything confused now. You know, control is not your man protecting you. Control is not your man advising on how you should move. You should want a man that's a leader. You should want a man that is going to lead you and is going to lead you, you know what I'm saying, the right way. But you have to allow him to do that. You can't say, be my leader,
mm-hmm.
then tell him how to lead.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that. So at the end of the day, what you have to do is work with your man, understand your man. And it's okay to ask his reasoning. I think it's cool to say, baby, why you think this?
Right.
Why you don't want me to wear this outfit? What's going on with it? And so I think that's a valid question.
It is. It is a very valid.
You know, so, but if he, you know, because I mean, if he comes with stupid, like, nah, man, you know what I'm saying? You out here trying to look like a hoe for these, then you know what? You have a bigger problem now than just you going out sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have a trust issue with each other.
Yeah.
Like, I don't not trust my wife to dress sexy and go out. I have no fear that she would do something with somebody else. I don't. You know, now she is out there in those streets. I don't know about it. And she real good. And she real good about keeping it secret. So at the end of the day,
I know. They say women are the best at keeping secrets.
If my wife's out there doing it, yo, she is good at it, because, yo, I got access to phone. I got access to everything. So maybe she got that burner phone on the low.
Maybe
you
got that track phone.
Maybe when she says she going to work out, she got the workout people mm-hmm. covering for her.
Yep.
You know, she leaving her phone there, you know what I'm saying? Because track,
yep, take that track phone
I
with
know.
Me,
so,
you know?
So she good at it, you know what I'm saying? Because them insecure guys, like, I can't waste my time worrying about what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a waste of time. Like, if a woman's going to do something, she going to do something regardless.
Exactly. And I don't think, you know, her outfit or anything. But then it does bring to a good point. I did see this thing the other day where, you know, and it had to do with, you know, with women and cheating. And so they were saying that in a survey that was conducted with over, I think, 5,000 married women, mm-hmm. you know, married couples and stuff. And they asked a woman if they ever cheated. And it's crazy, but they say 30%? It was 30% of those women say they have cheated.
Lies.
And their significant other does
that.
Not know.
It's double that.
And so they're like, and then they went down to, well, you know, the body counts. And so then they kind of say, well, you know, women who, you know, who have a high body count were the statistics saying that they, you know, had the high percentage of cheating. I'm like, what?
Well, I mean, think of it like this, okay? I think if you got with a woman that has a high body count, mm-hmm. meaning she's had sex with a lot of men,
mm-hmm.
all right? If you're insecure about her, you shouldn't be with her.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah.
You know, now I'm not judging any man you date and be with who you want to mm-hmm. be with at the end of the day, and that's fine. But if you meet a woman, she said she done had 40 guys, right? Understand, dog, that you probably ain't gonna be the best she ever had.
Yeah, yeah.
And when you think you doing your thing, there was some other
there's
dude
somebody
that probably
else
tore it up more. So you better just hope that she loves you enough that the love she has for you overwrites all that dick she done had. You know what I'm saying? And you have no right to be insecure, because at the end of the day, you knew what you was getting.
Yep, exactly.
You was getting a hot, you know, it's like getting a used car that has 100,000 miles. You already know that there's going to be some problem.
At some point,
it's
going to run out.
So either you buy it and you say, I'm going to deal with it, or you say, nah, I'm going to move something with lower mileage. So at the end of the day, don't sit there and be insecure because you know your woman was out there. You know what I mean? Now, I'm not saying that it's right, nor am I. I agree with that. I don't think any man should be with a woman with a high body count. That's just my
personal opinion.
But if that's what you choose to do.
Maybe that was just her life, you know, and she changed, right? I mean, people change. I mean, we can say the same argument for guys,
you can't change how that 12-inch dick that was in your gut
felt. But we can say the same for guys. A guy who had, you know, 40-plus women. I mean, really.
All right, but let's be honest. There's no difference when it comes to a man having sex compared to a woman. Like, at the end of the day, a man can have 100 women, and you know what's the same result every time?
What is that result?
That nut. That's it. So at the end of the day, when a woman has sex with 100 guys, different sizes, different positions, different orgasms, different places inside you, hit, all this stuff is different. Every guy is different to a girl. Every girl is different. Every guy is different to a girl. Every girl is the same.
Is the same for
only
a man.
The emotions and the connection is different. But at the end of the day, it's the same result. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Like, it's the same feeling. You know what I mean? Like, right. You know what I'm saying? Like, in our head, we may say, oh, but in general,
it's really different.
You know what I'm saying? But with women, it's completely different experiences.
Well, you know, and counselors and you know, and the gurus out there will say, well, you know, you're not really sleeping, you know, with 100. You have to triple that because the men that they don't slap with or women they slap with, you know, and,
I don't believe
and
it.
Triple.
I,
and
I don't believe
so
that.
It's really,
if you ain't get no diseases,
it's really
you're fine.
An infinite number.
If you ain't get no diseases, you're fine. But at the end of the day, if you're going to be insecure to a woman's dress style, you know what I'm saying, because of her body count or because of you don't trust her, then you shouldn't be with
her. I think that's a whole completely different conversation.
Yeah, you shouldn't be with her. If your insecurity, like, oh, she dresses too sexy.
Yeah, because she dresses too sexy.
Then you shouldn't be with her. You should really not, you should choose better. Because I think a lot of times people don't choose well. Then when they get somebody that has flaws or issues, they use that against them rather than understand where you picked them. If you didn't know, if you was with a girl, she told you she had 3 guys. You're like, all right, cool. Then all of a sudden you find out she had 85.
Right.
Okay.
Now
you have a lie.
Yeah, that's a big.
You know, if you know this girl, she's honest to you about her past and what she's done, and understand you gotta overcome those issues.
Yeah, and that's just part of it, right? You gotta, you know, build the trust and everything. And so, you know, you guys gotta put in the work.
Like don't complain. Like, if you meet a woman, if you get a girl with 4 kids, don't complain.
Yeah, you can't sit here and complain. You pick them. You can't complain.
That's what I'm saying. You pick. See, like I said, I don't like that red pill stuff that goes around bashing women. You know, it's like, yeah, there's some real fucked up women out there. And it's right.
Yeah.
So simply just don't pick them.
Exactly.
Obviously, somebody's picking them and these chicks keep having babies.
And just don't, you know, and don't sit here and keep arguing with them for, you know, picking someone that you already knew.
And don't argue with a chick that got 4 kids or 5 kids on a high bite. Why argue? Just keep it. See, that's why I think all those things are really ridiculous. Because why argue about a person's situation?
Right.
Like, it's not going to change it.
It's not.
It's not like the girl with 4 baby daddies, if you school her.
Right. It's not like she's going to.
It's going to change.
She's not going to give up her 4 kids.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? She's going to have the 4 kids or 4 baby daddies. Yeah. So there's no reason of trying to educate.
To argue or anything.
When she's already in the situation that can't change.
Exactly.
So that's why I think people are so interested in that. Blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, like, hey. And then the women that get mad, well, why you can't date a mother single, blah, blah. Are you a single mother? No, then it's not your concern.
It's irrelevant.
It's irrelevant to you. So why are you arguing about it? If a man don't want to date a single mother, or a woman don't want to date a guy
with kids, that's their choice.
I shouldn't be arguing unless I'm in that situation.
Yeah, that's their choice.
Like, and then the women that do have all these problems and issues or stuff like that, and men as well, don't argue with people to say, accept me for all my issues. Find somebody that will
accept
you. Don't try to argue with the person, with people that say, say what you did is wrong. That's like being a Christian mm-hmm. and arguing with a Satanist because they don't like you being a Christian. Yeah. Are you going to really entertain that argument? No, you're going to be like, well, believe what you want to believe. I'm believing the Lord.
Exactly.
And you keep it moving. You're not going to go back and forth and entertain a conversation that makes no sense. So the same thing, if you're in a relationship and your woman's dress is sexy and you feel insecure mm-hmm. about it because you know of her past or you're afraid.
Yeah, you're afraid she's going to leave and run to the next.
Then don't be with that mm-hmm. woman. Move on to somebody else that you can feel secure with. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to tell you to change your mind, mm-hmm. to change who you are. But, you know, this woman, regardless of whether she has the high body count
or not,
she may find a dude that'd be okay with
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
There are a lot of simps out there in the world. Oh,
but wait. So now, okay. See, now we're going into more. Right. We got to end the show anyways.
Yeah, let's end it.
But
so at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? Like if your man is asking you to change, make sure it's from a place of protecting you.
Yes, and understanding. And you just have to understand.
Exactly. If it's not, if it's he's insecure about it because he thinks of what you may do, then you have a trust issue now. And that's a whole nother thing mm-hmm. you need to go over. You need to really evaluate that relationship yeah. because now he doesn't trust you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Any last words, baby?
No, I mean, I completely agree with everything we said. It's all about, you know, respecting one another, respecting your choices, your decisions, and coming together and making things happen.
Great. All right, guys. Well, appreciate you for another session of Divorce Not an Option. Go to the website, divorcenotoption.com. You can check us out, everything. You can go to our critics page, couplecritics.com. Definitely check that out. You can definitely
our
pick up
products,
culture,
our book.
Skin, and the book, Men Are Meant to Be Broken, is out now on Amazon.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Until next time.
Bye.